Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Our play tonight is titled A Good Housewife, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by John Welsh. It's New Year's Eve, 1963, and Donna and Bill are on their way to a New Year's Eve party.
I can't believe it. It's almost 1964.
Yes, well, nice of Chuck and Joyce to invite us to dinner. Ring in the new year.
You may try getting into the spirit. Do I look nice?
You always look beautiful.
Do I, Bill? Sometimes I can't tell.
Don't I always tell you? You look beautiful.
Yes, you always say that. I can't always tell when you truly mean it.
Donna, I always mean it.
What's the matter? You sound agitated.
I don't want to talk about it while I'm driving.
You brought it up before we left the house.
Because it's something we should talk about.
Why are we going to their house for dinner if it's such a problem?
And you don't think it's a problem?
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on. I wonder what Chuck's like in bed.
Harmless. Totally harmless speculation.
We had just had sex. I was still lying in bed with a smile on my face, and you turn to me and ask, I wonder what Chuck's like in bed.
Oh, come on.
Please stop that.
Like you haven't wondered.
You and Chuck having sex? No, not until a few hours ago.
No, you and Joyce. Haven't you wondered what it would be like to have sex with Joyce?
Where is this coming from?
Watch the road. I've been having peculiar thoughts lately.
I'll say.
You've never imagined undressing her?
Donna, we barely know these people.
I know. That's what makes it easier, doesn't it?
No, honey, it does not.
Easier to imagine them naked? Honey, you're flustered.
I'm driving. I'm trying to remain calm.
You are flustered.
One, two, three.
Don't pass out.
Please stop.
You're imagining her, aren't you?
No, I'm not. One, two, three.
I can tell you what Joyce looks like.
What?
We belong to the same health club. I've seen her in the showers.
Dear God.
What was that, Bill? I couldn't hear you.
I said, dear God.
All I did was hand her a towel when she stepped out. It's not like I did anything wrong.
Oh, God. Dear God.
Slow down.
My breathing is slow enough as it is.
No, slow down. Break!
What?
Break! Well, that was close.
I nearly hit the car in front of us.
I know. William, darling, you need to pay attention when you're driving.
Why are you doing this to me?
Just passing the time.
That is not just passing the time.
Sure it is.
Donna, just passing the time is asking me how work's going. It is not telling me you touched Joyce in the shower.
Not what I said.
And that you want to have sex with Chuck.
Again, not what I said.
It's what you meant. One, two, three.
No, it is not. And Bill, please stop breathing like that. You're making me very uncomfortable.
Like what?
One, two, three. Why do you do that?
It calms me down.
No, it doesn't. Look how agitated you are.
Because you're making me agitated.
My analyst would say your feelings are yours, not mine.
My feelings wouldn't be agitating me right now if you hadn't told me about fondling Joyce in the shower.
You don't listen.
Or making the beast with two backs with Chuck.
What is that? Oh, God.
Oh, I'd bet you'd like that.
Eyes on the road.
You might say something.
I just did. Eyes on the road.
You're not appalled by anything I just said, are you?
Should I be?
Shouldn't you be? This isn't new, this attitude of yours.
What attitude?
Donna, you've been on edge for a while.
On edge? That's what you call the way I'm feeling?
I'd say that about sums it up, wouldn't you?
Agreement, that's what you want from me.
Marital accord, is that too much to ask?
I'll go you one better. How about acquiescence? How about if I just submit to you, be everything you need me to be, nothing more, nothing less? A good housewife.
That doesn't sound very realistic.
Oh, doesn't it? Really?
I'm trying to think of when this change in you started.
May 13th.
May 13th, I'm sorry, I don't... That's not your birthday.
My gynecologist appointment.
What? Are you sick?
That was over 7 months ago. Do I look sick?
So what then?
I'm done. I can't have children now. I'm too old.
So you waited too long. We waited too long.
It's my fault?
I didn't mean that.
Has it ever occurred to you that maybe I wanted to have a baby, and you took that choice away from me?
Where is this coming from? Your analyst, he's putting ideas in your head.
That's very patronizing, Bill.
That's what this attitude is about. You've been punishing me?
Get used to it.
I don't think I can. I don't think I have to. I don't think that's required.
I'm going to sleep with Chuck.
What?
Watch the road.
No, 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 no.
Oh, stop it.
You can't just announce your intention to commit adultery with someone we'll be sitting down to dinner with 15 minutes from now.
Appetizers.
What?
There'll be appetizers. If they're good hosts, there will be appetizers before dinner. Don't look at me. Look at the road.
Perhaps I'll just slam into the car in front of us and end it all.
Don't be passive-aggressive.
I'm not being passive-aggressive. I'm being aggressive.
Oh, come off it. Though, if you hope to attract Joyce, you may want to act a bit more, not aggressive, let's just say, assertive.
I have no intention.
She responds to assertive people.
What are you suggesting?
You should make a pass at her.
What? Tonight?
No time like the present. She is attractive.
Maybe to other men.
Men. Women.
Women?
I've seen it.
Seen what?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Donna, this is crazy. We didn't have children, so now you want to go around seducing our friends?
How typically reductionist of you, Bill.
How's that?
What a simplistic notion that because my maternal instincts haven't been satisfied, I've sublimated them with sexual desire.
Boy, howdy.
What?
What you said. That's exactly what's going on. And where did you get all that acid reflux sexy jazz?
I said sublimated, and once again, you're not listening.
And you're not making sense.
Shouldn't a wife be able to talk to her husband?
Me?
Of course you.
I don't know. It sounds like we're heading into a divorce discussion.
Divorce? I never once mentioned divorce.
You're unhappy?
I'm not... unhappy? I'm not happy, though I'm not unhappy, really.
Donna, darling, sleeping with Chuck, touching Joyce in the shower.
Neither of which have actually happened.
Am I not enough for you?
Am I enough for you?
Well, yes.
Really? Don't you want more?
I've never asked myself that question.
More life?
You mean longer life?
No, more life. Don't you see, Bill? Desire is life. The thing that gives us life is the same thing that keeps us alive. I never had the chance to pass that on, so it still burns.
Your analyst, he...
Forget how I learned that. Just listen to me. Desire is a life force. We can't ignore it.
I'm lost. What do you want me to do, Donna?
I saw the way you looked at her. The first time. When they came over for dinner.
What? No, I didn't do anything wrong.
I didn't say you did, dear. I want you to live, too.
We're almost there. I'm a complete mess.
Bill? Bill? Bill!
We innocently got in the car and headed out to friends we barely know.
And now you can't stop thinking about her.
In the shower.
With me.
With you. What you're doing is malicious. You know that, right?
I'm sorry. Did you say delicious?
You're trying to undermine me. Us. My sense of us. Our place in the world.
Oh, please. I'm just being playful. Don't you want to play, Bill?
This isn't like you, Donna.
Isn't it? Don't you want to play, Bill?
What are you doing?
Playing. Just keep your eyes on the road.
I'm having trouble doing that.
Well, then, this is going to be quite a challenge for you, isn't it?
I see a rest stop up ahead.
Ahead?
Yes, just ahead. I'm gonna pull off.
So am I.
What? I can't hear anymore. My heart is racing.
Take the next exit. Put the car in park.
Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in the style.
Someday. Did that just happen?
Yeah. Yes, I think so.
Donna.
Yes, Bill.
Donna.
Yes, Bill.
My God, that was... What was that?
Just a wife having fun with her husband?
No. No, that was something else.
Yes, it was. Do we have any breath mints?
Huh?
Before we greet them. You know, the usual, hi, how are you, hug and kiss.
Oh, God, right. In the glove box.
Want one?
Why? I didn't...
You could.
Could what?
Reciprocate.
Donna, we are in the parking lot of a Howard Johnson's.
So? That didn't stop me.
Nothing, apparently, was going to stop you.
Oh, so you didn't like it?
Oh, I loved it.
Then...
I can't do that.
I see.
Donna, why are you like this? You've never been like this.
Oh, yes, I was.
Not years ago, when we met. You were the apple of your father's eye.
The what of my what? I'm about to turn 40, Bill. People change. I've changed.
I'll say.
Change is good.
Change is never good.
Change makes me happy. I want to feel good.
Change does not make me happy, Donna. It makes me feel very unhappy.
You seemed pretty happy a few minutes ago. Admit it, honey. You could be a lot happier than you are.
What do you mean? I am associate corporate counsel for DuPont, the best plastics company in the world.
Ooh, plastics.
Plastic is so necessary, Donna. It's so needed. I like the feeling of being needed, Donna.
I need you too, Bill.
Do you, Donna? Really?
Every bit as much as you need plastic.
Oh, so what I do is a joke to you?
No, I would never make fun of you.
Okay, Missy. You say you like chains. Well, just you watch. Plastic is going to be everywhere soon. Cars, buildings, airplanes.
Surely not airplanes.
Clothing, all made of plastic. That dress you're wearing?
This dress?
Uh-huh. What are you doing?
These nylons.
DuPont. DuPont invented nylons. Invented them.
In 1939. How about garter belts? Did DuPont invent garter belts?
No.
No. DuPont is a wonderful company, but they don't make garter belts?
Your garter belt is no longer attached to your nylons.
Oh my. How did that happen?
You did that?
Uh-huh. Want to know what else I can do? Do you need a little help?
No. I got this. Has tipped sideways. I swear, Donna, I don't get it anymore.
Who does?
I've come to accept that whatever our marriage was, wasn't any longer. I was okay with that. In fact, I was pretty damn comfortable.
So was I, until I thought about it. Then my analyst...
He put ideas in your head.
That is so condescending.
Didn't he?
No. And if you were the least bit curious about psychoanalysis...
I'm not. I find the whole idea of a total stranger getting inside my head and telling me what to do...
Not even close.
So what does he do during those weekly visits?
He lets me...
What? What does he let you do?
Talk.
Oh. Well, what good is that? We're talking.
I tell him my thoughts, and he listens.
What sort of thoughts?
That's between me and my analyst.
You won't tell me?
No.
You can't possibly have that much to say to one another. He's not a friend.
I have a lot to say to him. He, on the other hand, has very little to say to me.
You talk about me?
Of course. And Joyce.
There really is something going on between you two?
Uh-huh. Though not as much as you're imagining.
I'm imagining.
I'll bet you are.
Does it help the analysis? You see, Donna, what I see is my wife that I thought I knew, untethered.
Adrift?
Yes. Sometimes you seem happy. Other times I can't tell. You've never thrown anything at me, which is good.
Bill, I wouldn't.
My point is, for the past year, you've been very hard to read.
I'm going through a lot.
We're all going through a lot. I feel it. The country.
Kennedy.
Yes, Kennedy. That did something to all of us.
You've never opened up about that. At the time, yes. Not since.
I try so hard to be upbeat. I took those Dale Carnegie classes.
And you learned how to stop worrying and start living.
No, I didn't.
Is it the job? There's a creative side of you, Bill, that being legal counsel to a plastics company can't possibly fulfill.
Boy, howdy.
I love you, Bill. I want you to be happy, too.
Donna, I like this. I like this very much.
This? You mean here in the Howard Johnson's parking lot?
Yes. I feel like I've been drinking, but I haven't.
I can vouch for that. And you haven't done those annoying deep breathing exercises in a while. That's a good sign.
I just feel good. How about you? How do you feel right now, right this moment?
I feel good. I do. I feel good.
We've never done this before. Something very liberating.
Someone may have seen us.
I don't care.
Bill, you liked it. You really liked it.
Donna, listen to me. I don't think there are any rules anymore. I think we can do whatever makes us happy.
Sex in the Howard Johnson's parking lot?
Yes, whatever. If the people that run this world can get away with whatever they want, why can't we?
Oh, Bill.
Donna, darling, don't be sad.
I'm not. I'm happy. And sad.
Oh, Donna, don't you see? If I want to take off in the middle of the day and shoot around with the boys, who's to say no?
Don't you do that anyway?
Bad example.
There's a man named Timothy Leary.
Oh, I don't know, Donna. Hand me a martini and I'm the life of the party.
Stop worrying and start living.
I don't think Dale Carnegie had LSD in mind when he wrote that.
True, true. There are key parties.
A key party? A couples party. I've heard rumors.
Joyce and Chuck went to one.
Oh, Joyce.
And Chuck.
Oh, no. Oh, no, we are so late.
This is terrible.
I'll just say we had car trouble on the way over.
This is a brand new Cadillac. They're not going to believe that.
How could I possibly sit across from them tonight with all these thoughts in my head?
You need my help again?
No. Yes. No, no. We've just got to do something. And not that, not now. Oh, Donna.
There's bound to be a payphone in the lobby. I'll call. Joyce will understand.
Leave it to you women. What a world. What a world.
It's getting better. You're having fun, right?
I am. Yeah. I am.
Okay. Don't go anywhere.
I'll be right here, waiting. Donna, you look beautiful.
Thank you, honey. Happy New Year.
You see, this guy's in love with you.
You have been listening to A Good Housewife, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by John Welsh. Our cast featured Chloe Freeland Davis and Dustin Davis as Donna and Bill. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. KKRN Community Radio is a listener-supported all-volunteer station. We rely on donations from our listeners, and especially during this pandemic when we cannot hold our several yearly fundraising events. Please consider a donation at this time to help keep our great programming on the air and generally make it possible to meet all of our expenses. Go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button, or, if you prefer, send a check to KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96084.
Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I get. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love. And what I do to make you mine? Tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the last to know my hand. Is it so? Don't let me be.
just die.
My name is Danessa Reyna.
And this is Addison McClure.
And you are listening to KKRN 88.5 FM Round Mountain.